One of the most painful things to process after being cheated on is the feeling of being discarded or replaced. You might have just learned about their infidelity, which was happening for years, which has given them years to emotionally distance themselves from you and the relationship, and suddenly they've already moved on before you've ever begun to even process what happened. And so it feels like you're just being traded like that for something better, and your entire history with this person just vanishes overnight. And so you might be going through your day on social media, looking and seeing them look happy in photos and posts or stories while you're barely functioning. And there's this weird humiliation ritual, it feels like, of every time they post, it's just a reminder that you're unwanted or unchosen or inferior in some way, even though you feel like you gave it your all. And it's like you're just watching the walls around you, the color, all be erased. Inside jokes, years invested, plans, memories, just erased like none of it mattered. And so your mind inevitably ends up in the comparison. If they dropped me so fast and picked this other person up so quickly, what is it about them that is so clearly better than me? And we're social creatures. We don't like to admit it, but we often do evaluate, snap judgment, someone's worth based on how other people are treating them. And so you can feel like people will view me as lesser because I was not chosen here. And then there's this powerlessness of you can't control the narrative. They're going to say whatever they're going to say. They'll say how you're crazy. They'll say how you'd given up on the relationship years ago. You have no control over the story that's being told. And so there's grief over what you're lost, and there's anger, and there's disbelief because it all just happened and now they're just gone. And I want to be really clear that there's this weird belief tied up in all of this that moving on quickly is something to be proud of. So I think that belief is behind the frustration that you feel when you see them being happy now. Like they accomplished something, or they're processing it better, when in reality, they weren't the one that was betrayed. That's why it's so much easier for them and harder for you. But on that note, don't misread their apparent joy as emotional stability. Oftentimes, it's escapism, distraction, and the percentage of marriages that last, that start in the context of infidelity, where one or both of them is cheating on their partner to get into this new relationship, is very low. They're not actually moving quickly into something good. They are running very fast from things they weren't able to handle. So what they're doing is all fake, is going to burn to the ground eventually, in the majority of cases. And even if it doesn't matter. Because, again, the fundamental difference is they weren't stabbed in the back. So of course it's going to be easier for them. Plus, just as a reminder, social media is very curated, not reflective of internal reality. They probably desperately want you and other people to think they're happy, because from their perspective, people that know what you just gave up, your family and the spouse that loved you for years for this new thing, they have to make it seem like they're really, really happy, or else there'll be a lot of questions of, are you sure it's worth it? Another reason why this is often hard is that the brain tends to interpret abandonment as danger. It's a deep survival response to see people leaving you as a threat to your survival. And it can dig up old wounds, whether it was a parent who wasn't around or who didn't show up or who wasn't present, old relationships that didn't go well, feeling like there's something wrong about you that people don't truly love. All of that gets dug up as well. So what can you do about all this? Well, most practically, limit your exposure to it. Unfollow, mute, block, take distance from social media just in general, to reduce that emotional flooding. And then reframe the comparison. If you're going to compare yourself to them, you might as well also consider all the ways that you are better than them and doing better than them in life from a moral, spiritual, emotional, authenticity perspective. And then use this as an opportunity to explore some of those old wounds. What does being discarded by them remind me of in my past? Start reflecting on that. And just remember that feeling discarded or being discarded by someone doesn't mean that you as a person are disposable. Remember that you are most likely not witnessing genuine deep happiness. You're witnessing coping and a performance. Remember that your healing, when you truly commit to it, will outlast whatever shortcuts they're doing. Please remember that your worth does not depend on someone acknowledging it or not. Don't let their fake happiness get in the way of you truly learning to be happy again.